This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's defense ministry says its ground forces moved across the border to fight against Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, it came hours after Turkish jets and artillery pounded areas in Syria's northern border.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan says his military is creating a safe zone clear of the Kurds, a place for refugees who fled Syria to resettle in. Also a buffer between Turkey and Kurdish fighters they consider terrorists. The Kurds are decrying the decision for U.S. troops to leave the area as a stab in the back after years spearheading Washington's efforts in Syria. And the SDF is now making overtures toward Moscow and the Syrian government in Damascus as the U.S. withdraws, a new chapter in the complicated tangle of alliances in this eight-year conflict.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, strongly criticized the U.S. pullout that paved the way for the Turkish operation. In an interview with Fox and Friends, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States should have stayed in northeastern Syria.
This is the pre-9/11 mentality that paved the way for 9/11. What's happening in Afghanistan is no concern to us. So if he follows through with this, it'd be the biggest mistake of his presidency.
At the White House, President Donald Trump repeated his threat to devastate Turkey's economy if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's forces wipe out the Kurdish population.
We've told President Erdogan how we feel, but we are speaking to both sides and we're seeing what can be made out of a situation. But we have no soldiers in the area.
Mr. Trump has cast his decision as in line with his belief that the United States cannot be the world's policeman and must bring some of its troops home. This is VOA News.